This is VOA News. I'm David Byrd in Washington. President Donald Trump asked Congress to give him $5.7 billion to build a border wall with Mexico, but stopped short of declaring a national emergency to get the money. In a nationally televised speech from the Oval Office, Trump said the border wall is needed to guarantee security and to end what he called a humanitarian crisis.
This barrier is absolutely critical to border security. It's also what our professionals at the border want and need. This is just common sense.
Trump's speech came 18 days into a partial government shutdown with 800,000 federal workers either furloughed or working without pay. In the Democratic response, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said the president should reopen the government and then negotiate border security.
And the fact is, President Trump must stop holding the American people hostage, must stop manufacturing a crisis, and must reopen the government.
Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said American citizens should not be used as bargaining chips.
The symbol of America should be the Statue of Liberty, not a 30-foot wall. So our suggestion is a simple one. Mr. President, reopen the government, and we can work to resolve our differences over border security.
The president plans to visit the border on Thursday. A Russian lawyer who has worked with Donald Trump Jr. in the presidential campaign has been indicted in New York. AP correspondent Warren Levinson has details.
Natalia Veselnitskaya is the Russian lawyer who arranged the now infamous Trump Tower campaign meeting with Donald Trump Jr. and Jared Kushner, claiming to have dirt on Hillary Clinton. She's accused of misleading investigators in a 2013 Russian money laundering scheme involving New York real estate.
Warren Levinson of AP. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. A court filing